The board-generated proposal has two parts. One is to require a permit for personal use king crab fishing throughout Southeast. Such a permit, already in place around Juneau, requires catch reporting, and it was a change supported by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Adam Mesmer is the department's shellfish assistant manager for Southeast.
More accurate estimates of harvest by user groups would improve red king crab stock assessment in surveyed areas, because a key component of population modeling requires knowledge of all known mortality. And the information collected would also show relative importance of specific areas to personal use harvests, which are currently unknown.
The other part of the proposal is to reduce the daily bag limit for most of the region from 6 crab to 3 crab a person. Outside of parts of Lynn Canal and the waters around Juneau, 6 is the maximum bag limit allowed when crab are abundant enough to allow a commercial fishery like last year. But in years of low abundance, the bag limit can be adjusted downwards. Kathy Hansen, executive director of the Southeast Alaska Fishermen's Alliance, a commercial fishing industry group, voiced support for both changes.
It's a very important component for us to figure out what is going on with the resource. Equally added onto the proposal is the reducing of the bag limits to 3 king crab. This is a really reasonable amount. If you put a bag limit of 6 crab on it, people try to take all 6, and then they get home. They aren't sure what they do with it, and they give it to all their friends because we got extra. And then they go out and they do it again the following week or couple weeks.
Another commercial fishing group, the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, was opposed to the change because it was board-generated with less time for public comment. PVOA Executive Director Megan O'Neill did not think the catch was very large outside of the Juneau area.
The process in place right now works good to quantify the removals there, but I think you'll find that there's not very much removals outside of that area for the personal use fishery.
Fish and Game has limited information about the catch in the region beyond Juneau. Some of the catch is reported by people responding to a mail-out survey. That reporting shows an average annual catch of 1,237 crab in the region, although that's considered only a minimum estimate. Assuming those crab average around 7 pounds each, as they do in the commercial fishery, that's an annual catch of more than 8,600 pounds. To compare, the most recent commercial harvest was around 120,000 pounds. Several board members opposed the change coming from the board and not a member of the public. Here's Reed Morisky of Fairbanks.
This board-generated proposal would lower the limit from 6 to 3 and the bag and possession limit, and I have issues with that. It could have and should have come in as a proposal from the public.
It was one of two board-generated shellfish proposals considered at the Southeast meeting. Israel Payton of Wasilla didn't like the cut in bag limit.
I think a 50% arbitrary allocation cut is excessive and not appropriate at this time based on the information we have before us of the relatively small take by personal use fishermen.
Others thought the bag limit should be cut. Board member John Jensen of Petersburg owns a boat rental business and reported on what he sees on the docks.
But I'm watching people come in daily in Petersburg with their bag limit, and you know, 2 or 3 guys will go out on a boat and they all get their bag limit, and they're bringing these buckets of crab in every day. And it's just, I think this would help alleviate that.
Anchorage board member Alan Kane agreed the bag limit was being abused. Kane worked for the state in wildlife law enforcement around Southeast.
I've looked at many bays and inlets, been in them, and observed people fishing throughout Southeast Alaska over my career. And a 3 king crab per person per day bag limit usually allows multiple bag limits to come aboard the vessel, which is more than enough king crab for a family or a group to enjoy. And I have always worried about the 6 crab limit, and like Chairman Jensen, have seen it abused.
Board member Payton moved to amend the proposal to remove the bag limit reduction. That failed, though, on a 3-4 vote, with only Robert Ruffner of Soldotna, Payton, and Morisky voting for the change. The unamended motion passed unanimously as board members voiced support for the reporting requirement, but it also includes that reduction in the maximum bag limit from 6 crab down to 3. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.